Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kamal, thank you for playing such nice drum. Let's give him a big hearty ball. That was very nice. And also, the chanting, your response was very, very sweet and from the heart. I very much was appreciating your response. Nice volume, full heart. This is very, 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 very ecstatic for a devotee to hear solid chanting. Tonight I'd like to dedicate this lecture to all of you, whoever you may be, who has ever encouraged me in Krishna consciousness. I have many, many friends here, and from time to time, you encourage me, you enthuse me, you overlook my inadequacies, and I'm very much indebted to you, and I can't speak anymore because I may start crying. Let us chant one time, everybody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So this first little excerpt is from Srila Prabhupada's Nectar of Devotion on the observing fasting on Ekadasi. So please try to listen. We sing in this movement every morning, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chite Te Koriya Aikya Arna Koriho Mane Ash. We simply want to listen and hear the words emanating from the lotus mouth of Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, by whom this whole movement is resting on him. In the Brahma Vaivatra Purana, it is said that one who observes fasting on Ekadashi day is freed from all kinds of reactions to sinful activities and advances in pious life. The basic principle is not just to fast, but to increase one's faith and love for Govinda. Everyone say,
Govinda.
Or Krishna.
Krishna.
The real reason for observing fasting on Ekadashi is to minimize the demands of the body and to engage our time in the service of the Lord by chanting or performing similar service. The best thing to do on fasting days is to remember the pastimes of Govinda and to hear his holy name constantly. So we're going to do that. We're going to strictly follow Prabhupada's instructions here. He said that we are to remember the pastimes of Govinda and chant his holy name. So let's chant the holy name of Govinda. Kamal, you're still with me? Good boy. Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Gaur Hari Bol I don't know what it is, but something has happened to this temple. Maybe it's me, but your chanting is so powerful. I think you're getting Ratha Yatra fever. It must be that Rukmini and Dwarkadish, the world's most beautiful, most famous. You know, I was in South Africa in May. They have a very beautiful temple there. And they have facility where you can walk around the deity area. And lo and behold, what do I see in the back of the temple? A picture of Rukmini Dwarkadish. I remember first time I went to Vrindavan, I went to Loi Bazaar. What else should you do in Vrindavan? And sure enough, there in the shop, in the back, I was buying something. There was a picture of Rukmini Dwar. Everywhere I go in this world, that's why I've said here in this temple room, standing over there for some 12 years or more, the world's most famous, most beautiful deity, Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish Ki. And I'm sure that one day when I'm in, let's say, the South Pole, we have a Hare Krishna temple in the South Pole, because after all, global warming, it's going to change, so I'm sure we're going to have a temple there soon. I'm sure there's going to be a picture of Rukmini Dwarkadish. No matter where I've gone, there they are. I never feel like I'm alone, because they just creep up and say, Hari Bol, we're here. So I think Rukmini Dwarkadish are very pleased with you, because this nice chanting, this is not ordinary. This is a special blessing. To be able to chant with feeling, this is a blessing from Krishna. Cherish it. Don't lose it. Don't lose. Many times, people see me after some time, Hari Bol, how you been? And I say, yes, I'm still chanting after all these years. I'm still alive. I'm still chanting. Therefore, there's hope. Yes, the ability to chant, that is not something mundane, ordinary, common. The ability to chant is actually special mercy from Krishna. So one more time, everybody. So Prabhupada said that on Ekadasi we should hear the pastimes of Govinda. So the pastimes of Govinda are found in Srimad Bhagavatam. So I like everyone to raise their hand and repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bolo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So Krishna's pastimes are found in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Vyasadev wrote Srimad Bhagavatam on the order of his spiritual master, Narada Muni. Vyasadev had compiled and edited the four Vedas, 108 Upanishads, Puranas, he did the Vedanta Sutra, he did the Mahabharata, but after all of this, he was still not satisfied in his heart. He was despondent. And he immediately approached his spiritual master. As soon as there is a doubt in one's spiritual progress, one must consult the spiritual master. Narada Muni at that moment arrived, and Vyasadeva said, "Please find out the root cause of my dissatisfaction." Narada Muni said, "Yes. Problem was, you compiled all these shastras, but you missed the most important thing, Krishna and Krishna's devotees and Krishna's service. So now you compile Srimad Bhagavatam and explain properly, completely, scientifically, who is Krishna, what is his devotional service, and how he interacts with his innumerable devotees." So Srimad Bhagavatam, the beautiful story of the Supreme Personality of Godhead interacting with his devotees. Now, interestingly enough, Vyasadeva takes nine cantos, just to explain what we mean by this code word Krishna. Everyone say,
Krishna.
Krishna, in nine cantos, we are getting a glimpse, scientifically, what we mean by this name and person. Then, as Prabhupada writes, if you go step by step, each canto, first canto, second canto, progress on and on, by the time you get to the 10th canto, you should be a self-realized soul. And then you are able to actually feel and relish Krishna's lila in the 10th canto. 90 chapters. It's the biggest section in the whole Bhagavatam. There are 335 chapters in Bhagavatam. 90 of them are in that 10th canto. So, the pastimes of Govinda. Krishna's pastimes are divided into three leelas. Begins in Mathura, but quickly goes to Vrindavan. So we have Mathura Leela, Vrindavan Leela, and Dwaraka Leela. Our temple is called New Dwaraka. And our deities' names, Sri Sri Rukmini Dwaraka Adish. So there's one very nice pastime of Govinda. One day, Krishna and his cowherd boys, they're like 5-6 years old. And on this day, they decided we're going to have a picnic. So the mothers, Krishna's mother, and all the cowherd boys' mother, they pack a nice basket picnic lunch. So their job is in the morning, after breakfast, they go into the forest of Vrindavan. They take care of the calves, let the calves eat nice grass. And while taking care of the calves, the boys are playing, because that's what boys do. So on this day, they were playing very nicely, and they decided that one cowherd boy took someone's lunch, passed it to another boy who took that and passed it to one. So in this way, everybody's lunch is being passed around and tossed, till they come upon a big, big demon, serpent, Agasura. The cowherd boys, because they are so ecstatic, they think, "Oh, here's a nice mountain cave. Let's go in and explore this mountain cave." But they, when they're entering, they say, "Ooh, now what's that fishy bad smell? Ooh." They sort of know, on one hand, that it's a big demon serpent, and he must have eaten lots of fish. And so the rotting corpse of the fish is giving off a very nasty smell. But the boys are thinking, even if it is the demon, Krishna will take care of him. We've already seen Krishna do so many wonderful things, so we have nothing to worry about. So the cowherd boys enter the belly of Agasura, but Agasura has not closed his mouth yet. He's waiting for Krishna. Krishna knows what's going on, and he's amazed that, wow, this demon, by material black mystic power can expand himself in such a tremendous way. Krishna says, boy, my material energy is amazing. So Krishna also is thinking, how am I going to take care of this demon? How am I going to protect the cowherd boys? So Krishna enters the mouth of Agasura. When Krishna enters the demon, he closes his mouth. Now the cowherd boys who had entered the mouth of Agasura, they actually died. So when Agasura closed his mouth, Krishna decided to expand himself and expand himself. And Agasura started to suffocate. And he got to such an extent that the spirit soul of Agasura popped out of his head and waited in the sky. Meanwhile, Krishna glanced at the cowherd boys and brought them back to life. Krishna ki! Then they came waltzing out of Agasura's mouth, laughing and playing and singing. And then as soon as Krishna came out, the spirit soul of Agasura that was waiting in the sky entered the body of Krishna. So then they decided to carry on with their picnic. Don't forget, that was the original plan, the picnic. And Krishna said, oh, here is a very nice spot. Let's sit down here and enjoy our picnic. By this time, everybody got their own lunch back. The games were over. So everybody's sitting, and here's a miracle. There's one Krishna sitting in the middle, and all the cowherd boys, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands and thousands and thousands of cowherd boys are circling around Krishna. One Krishna. But the miracle was, every cowherd boy is seeing Krishna is looking at me. That's a miracle. Like right now I'm looking at you. I'm not looking at you. But if you were there, just like we have a nice crowd here, if you were there with Krishna, you may be sitting over there, but you're seeing that Krishna is looking at you. Haribol. That's Krishna. That's why he's God. He can do the impossible. Meanwhile, the cowherd boys notice that the calves, although they have been tied up, they have gotten loose and they're drifting away. So the cowherd boys say, oh, Krishna, look, the calves are... So Krishna, this is why I love Krishna. Krishna tells the cowherd boys, okay, don't worry. You stay and eat. I'll take care of the calves. Isn't that a nice God? Isn't that nice? He lets his friends, you just eat prasad, and I'll go take care of the calves. So what was happening was, Lord Brahma, the creator, he had attracted the calves, and he had attracted them, allured them, bewildered them, and put them in a cave. So Krishna is trying to find the calves. While Krishna is trying to find the calves, Brahma comes back and puts all the cowherd boys to sleep and puts them in the cave. So after a while, Krishna can't find the calves. He comes back to the spot of the lunch and there's no cowherd boys. So Krishna knows, ah, this must be the work of that Lord Brahma. And he think he can play a joke on me. And Krishna is saying, now how can I go back home to the mothers and the cows without the cowherd boys and calves? I can't do that. They'll be heartbroken. So Krishna says, I know what I'll do. I'll expand myself. And here's another great, great miracle of Krishna. Krishna expanded himself to look exactly like each cowherd boy, down to the minutest detail, what he was wearing, if he had a freckle, if he had whatever it was. Krishna duplicated himself to look like every cowherd boy and calf so that the mothers would not know anything is wrong. So Krishna and all of his expansions go home. And the mothers and the cows, they don't know any different because It looks exactly like their little boy and their little calf. But something interesting, they have more affection for these. Inexplicably, they have more affection, which proves Shukadeva Goswami's point. Shukadeva Goswami says, actually, why do we love our body? We love our body because the soul is there. That's why we love this body so much, because the soul. And why do we love the soul? Because it's part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, the real lovable object is Krishna. And this was proven because the mothers and the cows had more affection for these than they did their real ones. But they didn't know, but they had more affection. On this day, actually, the day of this event is Balaram's appearance day, because Balaram was not with Krishna and the cowherd boys on this day. He was home getting ready for his birthday party. So, for 1 year, this masquerade is going on in Vrindavan. Nobody knows. Then one day, almost at the end of a year, the cows are with the cowherd men on top of Govardhan Hill. At the bottom of Govardhan Hill are the cowherd boys and the calves. When the cows see their calves, they run down Govardhan Hill like this. Have you ever seen a cow run like that? That would blow your mind. What? The cows are running down like this. And the cowherd men are very flustered and very angry. What's going on here? The cows run down the hill and they simply want to be with their calves, licking the calves. There's so much affection. The cowherd men now, I told you, they're a little upset, a little angry. But when they come down and see their sons, all of a sudden they break out into tears of ecstasy and they're smelling their sons' heads and they're hugging them. And Balaram is looking at this saying, Krishna, what are you doing here? Balaram didn't know, and he's God. Very interesting. Balaram is God, and he didn't know what was going on. So Krishna explained to Balaram what the real situation was. Meanwhile, we don't forget Lord Brahma. For Lord Brahma, on his watch, it's only a moment. On earth, it's a year. But Lord Brahma's watch is a little different calculation. For him, it's just like that. So, all of a sudden, 1 year later, Krishna and all these expansions, who are looking like the cowherd boys in cabs, are back at the same spot, the scene of the crime. Lord Brahma comes back and goes, what? I thought I just stole them. Wait. Brahma becomes bewildered. He thought he was going to play a trick on Krishna. But Krishna said, no, it doesn't work that way. So Brahma is bewildered, thinking, wait, I thought I put those. And then all of a sudden, before Brahma's very eyes, all the cowherd boys and all the calves turn into Vishnu Narayan forms, just like you see here. This is Jai Vijay. But that Narayan form, four-handed, dark bluish complexion, all the cowherd boys and calves turn into these beautiful Vishnu Murtis, and Brahma is astounded. Brahma is so astounded that he's like totally bewildered. That's why this pastime is called Brahma Vimohana. He's completely bewildered. Then in the second, Krishna takes the whole scene away. And everything is back to where it was. Cowherd boys, calves. Brahma approaches Krishna. And Krishna is standing with some food in his hand. And Krishna is resting against the tree, very nonchalantly. And Brahma comes And Brahma has a golden body. And Brahma decides that it's now time to beg forgiveness. So Brahma, he does what is called dandavat. He falls flat in front of Krishna. And he's crying. He has four heads. And he's crying. He's crying and he's asking for forgiveness for being nonsense, trying to play a joke on Krishna. So Brahma offers a stream of very wonderful prayers. These prayers of Lord Brahma, the philosophy in these prayers are so beautiful. I encourage you to either read the Krishna book or the 10th canto and read these prayers of Lord Brahma. Each one is a golden nugget of beautiful transcendental knowledge. And I would like to just read one. Do I have your permission? Say Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
That's a good Hari Bol. Okay, before we do Hari Bol, let's chant something just a little bit. Thank you, my drummer. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Shri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Shri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan. Jai Radhe Jai Krishna Jai Vrindavan. Shri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan. Jai Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radhe. Gora Premanandi Hari 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 Bo. So I picked this one because this is what I am personally going through in my life right now. Okay. Thank you very much. May Krishna bless you and protect you. I thank you. I definitely need it. Jai. So this is a prayer that is mentioned a couple of times in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Tate nukampang susamikshamano bunjana evatma kritang vipakam hridvagva purbir vididhan namaste jivetayo mukti pade sadayabak. If I could beg your indulgence, please repeat. My dear Lord, one who earnestly waits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him or her. I added that one. All the while patiently suffering the reactions of one's past misdeeds, and offering you respectful obeisances with one's heart, words, and body is surely eligible for liberation. For it has become one's rightful claim. So, this statement by Lord Brahma is reminding us that even after we have officially surrendered to Krishna, we have taken initiation, we're performing devotional service and Krishna consciousness. It's not that everything becomes a rose garden. Prabhupada never promised that. Still there are going to be difficulties. Still there are going to be troubles. Still there are going to be sufferings. So this verse by Brahma is telling us, yes, the idea here is that when you are being tested, when you are in difficulty, when there is pain, trouble, suffering, you simply tolerate it. Tolerate it, and then at the same time, continue to surrender and give your heart and soul and love to Krishna. If we can do these things, tolerate and continue to remain meek and humble, submissive, then what did it say? The kingdom of God is your rightful inheritance. I was mentioning this last night to my Namahat group, that how many more years we have left? 20 years, 30 years maybe? We're almost there. Prabhupada used to always say, chant 16 rounds, follow the four regulative principles, and you will go back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime. Operative word, this. Not next. This one. The kingdom of God is nigh. Just have to hang in there. Tolerate the upheavals, the discomforts, the sufferings, the pinchings, and go on surrendering to Krishna. Can we do it? I don't think you're convinced. That is the lesson for today. The lesson for today is keep going. Don't give up. Don't quit. Keep on surrendering. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Ma Shucha. Everybody say.
Ma Shucha.
Don't worry.
Don't hesitate.
Don't fear.
Don't fear.
And my friend here, he asked to add another one. Don't doubt. He's a good boy. So, we just have to keep prosecuting Krishna consciousness. Especially sincerely hearing and chanting. Are you ready for prasadam? Oh, she's ready. All right. But before we do that, we should chant. And let us chant now with even more sincerity. Can we do that? Jai. Very good. And I want to dedicate this chanting. Krishna, I ask you, please make sure the American public chooses the right president. Somebody who is at least your devotee. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Everybody! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
I hope, I pray that when it's time for me to leave this body, I hope I'm here. And I hope you're here. And I hope that you're chanting like this, and then I give up my body with your nice chanting. Then I know I will go back to Godhead. Can we do it one more time? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. One more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. I pray that Krishna blesses you and removes all the obstacles in your lives so that you can become more and more in love with Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.